Morning, brethren. From the singing and the prayers, what we think, this message is not for you, but we're learning anyway. Anytime we come before God, we learn. Anytime we open the book, the holy book, we learn. So, Peter, if you turn with me to 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God's breath and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Verse 17, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Every good work. The title of my sermon is Don't Be Lukewarm. As a Christian, your real security is your relationship with Jesus Christ. I hope you agree with me. You can only go to God the Father through Jesus Christ. For He is the way, the truth, and the life. He gives eternal life. Nothing else is important, and nothing else lasts forever than your relationship with Jesus Christ. Not wealth, not your position, or your cash, your money. These things don't last, but your relationship with Jesus Christ is for all eternity. And let us acknowledge that God the Father is so satisfied with the death of His Son on the cross that He is willing to forgive all sinners who come to Christ their sins. God is truly satisfied with what His Son has done for us. So no matter how great your sins, if you come to Christ, there is forgiveness for you. And even life eternal. And we believe, you and I, we believe that our God, who made the endless universe through His beloved Son, Jesus Christ, is wise and powerful enough to watch over us, His children, and to grant all who come to Jesus life eternal. The world is in turmoil and danger, but if you look up to Christ, brethren, you will have inner peace. Because He is the righteous one, King of kings and Lord of lords. We also know that Christ invites all sinners who realize they need a Savior to come to Him. And He will pardon and give them rest. After all, there is nothing upon mankind that is heavier than sin. Sin is odious to God, and it weighs heavier than anything on earth. Matthew 11:28. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Come to me. All are invited, every human being, every sinner, come to Christ. Whoever you are, the invitation is for you and me and all. Let us hear the parable in Luke 15. The parable of the sheep, the lost sheep. Luke 15 and verses 5 to 7. Let me start from 3. Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it. And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulder and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over a sinner who repents than over the 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. In Christ, all sinners are welcome. It's Jesus who invites sinners to give them rest. It's Jesus who rejoices with the heavenly host over a repentant sinner. It's Jesus who gives eternal life to all who believe in him. Romans 7 and verses 24 to 25. "What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord." It is Jesus Christ who delivers you from the authority of God the Father and gives you life eternal. Let's remember the importance of Jesus Christ to this world, especially in the lives of Christians. It's Jesus who delivers us from this body of death and gives us eternal life. Isaiah 41 verse 10. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This is a promise of God. Do not fear. Come to Christ. No matter how great your sins or the turmoil in this world, do not fear as a child of God. Isaiah 49 and verse 15. "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. The hands of your walls are ever before me." A mother may forget the child. I learned during an earthquake in Ghana in 1939, I was nowhere anyway, but my mom told me, people just ran away and left their children behind when there was earthquake and went to the church, leaving their babies behind. So a mother may forget a child, but Christ and God the Father will never forget you as children of God. Let us take this to our hearts and be confident that the God we serve never forgets you. We truly need our God's blessings and protection always, especially in the world we live in. So, if God is so welcoming to us, why? This message in Revelation 3:15, Christ calls us to come. But in Revelation, there is a message for you and I to learn. Let me start with 14. "To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creations. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one of or the other. So, because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. You come to Christ, you believe in him, you see the miracles in your life, your belief, your knowledge, your understanding, then suddenly you start to doubt and grow cold. Who is this message for? The ancient Laodiceans church? Or do we have Laodicean in all the churches in the world, even today? Every individual is a member of one of the churches. In the past, we thought we were all Philadelphia era. But if we were, look at the divisions. So this message is for believers whose love have grown cold, who are not either here or there. If you belong to Christ, you stay committed to Him forever and ever. Every church has its Laodicean. And this is why the scripture is for warning, is for teaching and for instruction and for our benefits. What is lukewarm? A lot of things contribute to lukewarm attitude. Lack of communications with God, the Savior. Lack of faith. Not truly committed to the Lord. Not interested in the well-being of the body of Christ, which is the church. There are Christians who don't go to any church at all. No enthusiasm for the word of God, etc., etc. There are so many things that can make your love grow cold, that will make you lukewarm. You are neither hot nor cold, but in between. But Christianity is like a pendulum. There is no middle part. It swings to the left or to the right. Also, this can contribute to that. You don't care about a relationship with the Lord or our Holy Father. No prayers, no reading of the Word of God, no meditation, flimsy trust in the Almighty God, neither hot nor cold. Because you are neither faithful and true to the Lord and His church, He is about to spit you out. You have lost your first love for Jesus Christ. And unless you repent and gear yourself up with the help of the Lord, He is about to spit you out if you stay away too long. Romans 10 and verse 10. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. Your heart, your mouth, all should be faithful to the Lord. You profess your belief in Jesus Christ with the knowledge you have acquired in your heart. Matthew 10 and verse 32. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. If you are able to profess that you belong to Christ, that you believe in Him, yes, God the Father is pleased. And if you are shy and you are afraid to say you are a Christian, that doesn't go well with you at all. So, let us not entertain any negative thoughts in our relationship with the Lord and our Holy Father. Trust in the Lord as believers. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. It is because of Him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God. That is our righteousness, our holiness, our redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Brethren, we see the significance of Christ. We see the importance of the Lord. And our relationship with him must be always positive. And we need to trust him. Because not only is he going to rule the earth here, but all God's creation is in his hands. Imagine all God's creation, the endless universe, all the planets, these empty ones, all are in his hands. Why can't we trust such an awesome being? And he says he loves you. Come to me. Come to me and I will give you rest. You don't have to harden your hearts. We are in Christ and he is in us. Our Father in heaven says we must listen to his beloved Son, the Savior. Let us always trust the Lord. You don't have to limit what the Lord can do for you. Think of eternity with our glorious King and don't doubt his love and plans for you. No lukewarm attitude. I'd like to end with a parable of the two houses built by two men or two women, if you like. One built his house on sand, and when the rains beat upon it and the winds came, the house fell with a crash because it had no solid foundation. But the other man was wise. He built his house with a foundation on the solid rock. The rains came and the winds blew, but the house stood firm. Its foundations were on the solid rock. We base our foundation on Jesus Christ, who is the solid rock. No matter what is happening in this world, he's so temporary. He will quell the storms, he will quell our fears, and see us through to eternity. Don't be afraid. The Lord requires faithfulness from members. He requires trust in his holy name. Always live to trust him and rely on him. Amen.